Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory.
In the heart of an ancient Aztec jungle, where vibrant colored plants collided with the rolling fields of wildflowers, a young girl named Xantico and her family journeyed to the bustling city of Tenochtitlan. The air hummed with the whispers of a thousand stories as they treaded the well-worn path, their woven baskets filled with treasures, shells, quetzal feathers, turquoise, cacao, obsidian, and jade. The journey was more than physical. It was a dance with nature, a story of Aztec life interwoven with tales of gods and heroes. Amidst the music of rustling leaves and distant calls of exotic birds, Xantico's family moved forward, guided by the rhythm of the earth and the legacy of their people. Xantico and her family were from the coastal city of Tlalpan. They were merchants, which means they gathered goods and moved them to different cities to sell for a profit. This is how they survived. They were ancient Aztecs in what is now modern-day Mexico and worked hard to move their goods, whatever the task required. Xantico thought back about their preparations the day before. As the sun rose over Tlalpan, her family had gathered their goods and set out on their journey. The salty breeze from the nearby ocean whispered on the wind and seemed to bid them farewell. Xantico's father carried a woven basket filled with shells, a reminder of their coastal home. Her mother wore a headdress decorated with quetzal feathers, a symbol of honor and prestige. The road to Tenochtitlan led them through many environments. At first, the sandy shores gave way to vibrant jungles with towering ceiba trees. The family marveled at the intricate web of life around them, from the calls of tropical birds to the rustle of unseen creatures in the underbrush. Xantico's younger brother, Lali, pointed excitedly at the colorful feathers of the birds, their feathers shimmering like precious green and blue gems. Along the path, they met other traders from nearby villages. Beneath the shade of giant agave plants, they exchanged goods and shared stories and advice, which roads were best, which ones they should avoid. One man let them know the rain had washed out one of the most popular roads, so they should detour. Another family let them know bandits were waiting on a different road. While trading goods, Xantico's family proudly displayed their shells and traded them for cocoa beans, which could be made into a delicious chocolate drink. They could also be traded for good money once they reached the city. Around them, the air was thick with the sweet scent of blooming flowers, and the ground beneath their feet was a carpet of colorful petals. After taking a long rest, they drank water from a stream and ate some meat and vegetables. Then Xantico and her family packed up and continued along the road. They climbed higher into the mountains. It was hard work, but they encouraged each other. Their legs and lungs were strong from the many journeys. As they climbed higher into the hills, they looked out over the thick jungle canopy and majestic mountains into the distance. Xantico's clothes were woven from tree fibers and kept them cool in the warm climate. Her mother wore a skirt adorned with intricate patterns representing the cycles of life, and her father's shirt was decorated with symbols of the sun god, a nod to the Aztec belief in the sun god's protective power. Tlali, with eyes wide in wonder, wore a small pendant of turquoise around his neck. As the day turned to dusk, the family decided to camp for the night. A fire was kindled, casting a warm glow on their faces as they settled down, still breathing, heavy from the day's journey. Everyone drank from the gourd of water, passing it around. Then around the crackling flames, they feasted on roasted deer meat, flavored with herbs gathered along the way. The rich smells of cacao filled the air as they tasted the precious beans. It reminded them of the other smells and treasures that awaited in Tenochtitlan. Then, under the glittering sky of stars, the children laid their head on their parents' laps as Xantico's grandmother began to tell a story. Once in the ancient land of the Aztecs, she said, there lived a mischievous god named Tlaloc. Tlaloc had a special job. He was the god of rain. His responsibility was to make sure the earth received the water it needed to flourish. But Tlaloc had a playful side, and he loved to explore the world in disguise. One sunny day, grandmother said, Tlaloc decided to visit a small village and transformed into a butterfly. As he fluttered through the village, the children couldn't help but be enchanted by the dazzling display of colors. Tlaloc, in his butterfly form, soon made friends with a group of children playing by the river. They giggled with delight as he danced around them. The children named him Ahizotl, meaning joyful one, because he brought happiness wherever he went. As the day went on, the villager noticed something extraordinary happen. Dark clouds gathered in the sky, and a gentle rain began to fall. The villagers danced and celebrated in its refreshing embrace. The children, unaware their newfound friend was the mischievous rain god, continued to play by the river. Tlaloc, still in his butterfly form, joined them in their games. Finally, Tlaloc revealed his true identity to the children. His butterfly form transformed into the god of rain, and a soft drizzle surrounded them. The children gasped in amazement, realizing they had spent the day with a divine visitor, an Aztec god. Tlaloc chuckled at their surprise and explained his role as the bringer of rain. He thanked the children for their joyful company and promised to return, bringing rain to their village when the earth thirsted for water. From that day forward, the children in the village eagerly awaited the return of the butterfly, who brought not only laughter, but also the gift of rain. Xantico smiled and became sleepy during her grandmother's story. She loved hearing her soothing voice. As she lay beneath the starry sky, Xantico felt a profound sense of belonging. Wrapped in blankets woven with care, she drifted into dreams of butterfly gods and filled with the promise of a new day. When the sun rose, Xantico and her family continued their journey to Tenochtitlan. As they followed the road over the final hill, the sprawling city emerged on the horizon. In the distance, they could see the step pyramids stretching into the sky. They followed a road into the city, surrounded by water. In the city, Xantico marveled at the tall stone buildings, decorated with intricate carvings of their gods and other stories of the Aztec people. All around, the vibrant colors of the city, of people's clothing, and the glint of precious stones in their necklaces and headpieces reflected the richness of their culture. The animals were even decorated in beautiful clothing and gems. It was more color than Xantico had ever seen. Finally, they reached the busy markets of Tenochtitlan. All around them were the latest fashions, clothing, headpieces, and jewelry. And the foods in the market were rich, with the smells of new spices, warm tortillas, corn cakes, colorful squash, brown gold and orange maize, and spiced beans. Xantico's family eventually found the other merchants they knew and began to set up shop to sell their treasures. Shells from the sea that she had gathered, quetzal feathers, turquoise, cacao, obsidian, and jade. She helped her father sort out the goods and lay them on the tables. He did his best to get a good price for everything they had worked so hard to bring with them. And by the end of the day, his bag was heavy with gold pieces carved with the intricate designs of the Aztec gods. Together, they explored the market and bought cornmeal and spiced beans and tortillas, along with some of the tools they needed at home for farming, hunting, and gathering, and a few bowls for mealtimes. Xantico's father bought her mother a jeweled necklace, and he bought her a doll made of wood with a beautiful red dress. Her brother got a wooden sword, which he swung around playfully. They found a place on the top of a tall building to settle in and eat and rest from their day's labors. As the day drew to a close, Xantico looked out over the grand city, marveling at the step temple stretching high above them. It had been a hard journey and was not easy most of the way, but she was grateful for the city and roads and progress that gave them good things to eat and enjoy. She also thought of the stories and legends and symbols that connected her to the heart of the Aztec Empire, the people and the culture she was proud of. The road back to Tlapalan would be filled with memories of jungles, animals, and starlit nights. With each step, Xantico carried the strength and life of the Aztec people, a flame that would light the path for generations to come.